That is Miss Karen, who joins us. Karen Picker joining us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. We have our positive points on aging that we bring you each and every Tuesday from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. And we're happy to have Miss Karen with us. You are looking lovely today.
Festive in red.
Yeah, yes.
You've got Christmas party at work.
Yay. Yeah, tonight's the big party?
Yeah, well, it's
is it for
it's
everybody?
It's just for the managers.
Oh, okay.
But that's good. So, we'll have fun.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Will you do a little gift exchange?
I hope not.
No one told you about it. No one told you that you have to be someone's secret Santa.
Oftentimes we do, but it's usually random. So this year I'm a little behind the scenes.
Right.
I haven't gotten to what I need to be doing yet.
Well, you know, she always brings us goodies.
She tries to, but man, the traffic
is
awful.
But I sent her an email yesterday saying, do not bring food.
Right.
I'm staying on my
diet.
Why
would you do that?
I'm trying to stay on my diet.
Look, no.
I can bring you
Something's
changed. I was going to say, something's never changed. The person in that chair still wants the morning breakfast.
That's right.
So maybe next week
we'll
be festive.
If Katie's listening, we remember not to have bacon on pork products.
Yes. And Casey's not a big pork either.
Yeah.
So she likes turkey bacon. And other crap like that.
What in the world? Why are you picking on me right now?
I'm just saying.
Because he can.
The first couple of days I had to be really nice, but now the real Kevin's coming
out. That's right.
So
I'll tell you what.
Welcome to the point.
Salted caramel, cupcake with salted caramel with a little bit of bacon bits on top. That is a delicious cupcake.
Oh, I bet that is good.
Yeah.
It does sound good. I'll give you that. All right, let's get into our topic of the day here. And we're talking about hobbies for our older adults.
Hobbies are an interesting thing. Most of us get really busy with work, and we don't have time for hobbies. We have family, we have school things, we have work things, we might have church or synagogue things, but we got other stuff going on, and we don't think about hobbies and what we really like to do. I used to ride horses all the time. I haven't been on the back of a horse, and I can't even remember the last time. Hobbies are something we should be doing for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And the article I was reading that you actually sent me, Kev, which was very interesting, it talks about the fact that the benefit of hobbies for older people is it helps us, those of us who get grumpy, like me being the curmudgeon for Christmas, those of us who get grumpy as we get older, it helps stop that for whatever reason because it keeps you engaged and being more out there. And usually hobbies involve other people, too. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about that. The studies show that the benefits leading to hobby not only are cognitive benefits. We've all heard about if you do, like puzzles or crossword or all these things, it's really good for your brain. But it also helps you live a little bit longer. It gives you life satisfaction. That's the big thing they have found. It increases happiness and your life satisfaction. And think about it. Most people will say, you look at yourself and you go, are you really happy with where you are? Are you really happy with your life and are you satisfied? And it's kind of scary. They say that your hobbies help you determine whether you are satisfied in your life.
Do hobbies have to be like self-improvement stuff, like in terms of trying to learn a new skill or trying to like make something?
Absolutely not. And in the second half, we will go over different types of hobbies. I've got like 50 of them for seniors.
Sure.
But no, they could be something that you've done all along that you enjoy doing. It could just be gardening. That's not necessarily a life improvement thing, except for I happen to like to be outside. So gardening is one of those things that makes me feel really good about myself. But it could be something like, as a musician, you continue to improve your art and you work on it all the time, but it's still a hobby. Most of us are not paid musicians anymore. And so it just becomes a hobby, something that you do that you enjoy doing.
I have some friends that formed a rock band. They're all in their 50s.
These five
guys in their 50s, and they're going around playing gigs and stuff.
I asked him why
they were playing gigs, and he said because their wives were sick of listening to them practice with like no future for this band. And I was like, are you going to get in the studio, make an album? He goes, no.
Never.
I bet. A year from now, they're going to be in the studio cutting an album. I bet.
That's great, though. Never too late.
It's never, ever too late
to develop new hobbies. And that's one of the most important things is that you just talked about something about riding horses. Okay, so maybe physically that's just not something you're comfortable doing now. So you are almost forced to come up with new ideas, new hobbies. And that's something, what Casey just said, is absolutely brilliant. Reinventing yourself is phenomenal. That's awesome.
Well, and you talk about horses. My sister rode as a child, but she quit for many, many years. And when she turned about 62, and I won't tell you how old Paige is, but a lot older than me, she started riding horses again.
Yeah.
And one of the events that she was in was that she and her horse's age had to equal 100 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, the horse is pretty old, which means that Paige was not young at the time. But she won this event with her horse, who was pretty old at the time. Funny. And it's fun stuff out there. Just go look and see. If you used to ride as a kid, pick it up again. She's in good shape. So it was easy for her to do.
I swim with the Masters swimming. Well, not so much anymore, but I used to. Up in Greenville, I had a really great team. And I went to a Masters swim meet one time, and I competed in 200 IM against a 72-year-old man. I was like 31 at the time.
Right. Wow.
Because they put you all in there. You're just swimming for your best time, right? And so you're there. Everybody swims the event together, men, women, age, whatever. And 72 years old, and he was still out there swimming at swim meets, like competing at swim meets. Yeah,
And he probably loved it. It kept him.
He was smiling.
I
was not
engaged.
200 IM is a really hard event.
Yeah. You know what, though? Again, it is how he didn't feel 72.
Right.
You know what I mean? I guarantee you, I don't know anything about this guy. He just said, this is how I feel young. Yeah. This is how I stay young.
Yeah.
And there's so many. You said you're going to get into some ideas of hobbies, but let's talk about the concept of the hobby. Going back to what you said originally, Karen, it's so important because it you're forced, when you're doing hobbies, I don't care if you're doing crossword puzzles, whatever, you're using your brain. Yep. You're doing an activity. You're not allowing yourself to stagnate. You're not allowing yourself to just sit there and say, well, I'm just going to sit here and watch CNN all day.
There's
no value in sitting there watching the news all day. It's just going to depress you.
One of the things that I know and people who are professionals and just about anything will tell you, if you are practicing your art, if you're practicing swimming or whatever, you don't have time to think about the problems that you're trying to deal with at work or the problems that you're dealing with at home, because you have to stay focused to improve whatever it is you're doing. Even doing a crossword puzzle, you really can't think about much else except for what you're looking at the crossword puzzle.
Sure.
And that relieves so much stress, because how else do you cope with stuff? If you can't think about it, then it just kind of goes with the wind for a little bit, and that gives you a reprieve. It gives your mind and your body time to heal a little bit.
Well, and again, I think it's so valuable that you use the tools that you have, because even if age takes away some of your physical mobility, if you're still sharp up here, at the head, then you've got to use it. If you don't use it, it's not going to last.
It doesn't last.
Right.
But neither does your body. I mean, let's be honest.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You have to keep your body going and you have to keep your mind going.
Sure.
And that just improves the quality of your life as you age. The people who are the happiest that we see at Oakleaf are the people who have been engaged most of their lives. And even though they may have aches and pains, they don't dwell on them. They have other things that they're dwelling on. And that's real important.
Yeah. I like that you said the word engage, because when we were just talking to the Casey West Columbia guys about community and the sense of being around other businesses and being part of the Chamber of Commerce and participating in things like the parade and all that sort of thing. So these folks that you've got at Oakleaf, that when they have this professional life and they're out there in the community doing things, they're serving their community in that kind of volunteer capacity, these are the folks I think that... Well, I don't know. I'll let you answer that. But like, is it that level of community engagement, that service? Because sometimes that is your hobby, to go out there with the Rotary Club or to go out there with the Lions Club.
And it can be. And it gives people a purpose.
Yeah.
And everybody needs a purpose, even seniors. I mean, you don't see it so much in assisted living, but it never hurts for them to have a purpose to be engaged with. And, the parade and all that you got to do, it's always a community thing, and that being involved in community is important.
That's essential. It really is. Let's get you a look at the Fox Business Report. We're going to come back, the positive points on aging. We've got Miss Karen here from Oakleaf Village. We'll come back on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
In
the Bard Fireside Studio. It's Kevin Cohen.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us. Kev here, but to my somewhat left, but almost across from me is Casey Whitener. She is she's actually the one in control here. She's running the board and is babysitting the program and making sure that the mics are on and are right. And I'm having so much fun with you, my friend.
Me too.
This first few days of this new partnership. Yeah. Casey and I are just having so much
fun.
This
has been a lot of fun so far, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. been really cool. And then you bring in Miss Karen from over at Oakleaf Village, and you bring us engaging things. You make us think a little bit, and that's I love that. I love that about the positive points on aging. So we're rolling along. We are into our final segment, and today's topic is our hobbies that we're trying to remind you of. Everybody, no matter what the age is, needs hobbies. But certainly our older adults, if they don't have what we have, I mean, we've got jobs to go to each day.
Yes.
We've got things that keep us engaged, you know, for much of the day. Hobbies are still important for all people, but yes, especially for our older adults.
Well, yeah, because you really do want to keep physically and mentally active. And if you have retired, it's real easy to do putts around the house and watch some TV and maybe go to the grocery store. But you need to be engaged. And I was doing the research for this, and who knew there were so many hobbies out there? And I've got like 50 of them we could talk about. We won't get to all of them today. But they break them out into sections. Indoor hobbies, outdoor hobbies, healthy hobbies, hobbies on the water, athletic hobbies, hobbies for singles, hobbies to do together.
Do they have a category for free hobbies?
No, but you know, most of these are free.
Because some of them can get really expensive.
Absolutely. The first one they do for indoor hobbies is playing an instrument. Do you know how expensive instruments
are?
Yeah,
instruments and instruction.
And instruction. And you were talking to your friends starting a band. And it's like, really? You know, that's not cheap at all.
No.
Cooking is a great hobby, though. And cooking is something you can do with your spouse and you can have fun. And you don't have to be cooking for a lot of people. You don't necessarily have to have kids in the house, but just being engaged, it also gives you time to think about other things and trying to stay healthy. If you're trying to lose weight, so work on a diet and cooking that's going to help you lose weight. Yeah, it's just one of those fun things to do.
I don't know. Cooking is not a hobby for me.
Is it a chore?
It's an undertaking. Yeah. It does not bring me joy in that way. So my husband's an excellent cook. He's a fantastic cook. The kitchen 100% belong. And he'll jokingly say, like, women don't belong in the kitchen, right? Like, he cooks for
agree,
the two of us.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'll give it to anybody for whom cooking is a wonderful, relaxing thing. But for me, like, that's just not my jam.
My help in the kitchen is to sit on the other side of the counter with a glass of wine and say, no, you should have put something else in there first.
Oh, you did that wrong. I will sit on the other side with a glass of wine, but I'll be talking about random stuff that's got nothing to do with anything. And then he'll be over there like, I'm losing count. Stop talking. Go sit in the living room.
It happens. Puzzle solving. We were just talking about puzzles and jigsaw puzzles, crossword puzzles, word search, Sudoku. Those are really good things for your brain. And you can sit on a sofa and do those and enjoy yourself, but it can be a hobby.
Sure.
Like I said, there is an international and national jigsaw puzzle contest in San Diego this March, because I think I'm planning a trip. I'm not sure.
My stepdad does Sudoku.
Yeah, I love Sudoku.
He just buys those, like, the little $3 books that you can get from the...
Sure, that's great. Yeah.
I sit on my phone for hours doing Sudoku. I love it.
Remember the thing they used to have? Oh gosh. It was called a newspaper.
Remember they used to have the crossword puzzles.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember the thing, that old thing
they
back then?
They had bridge games in there, too. And I love to play bridge. Yeah. What a great hobby that is. It's great for your brain.
Yeah.
But there's outside hobbies. And this is something that, you know, walking around your neighborhood could be considered a hobby. Just get out and moving is really good for you. And we were talking about community with the parade and Casey that. If you're walking in your neighborhood, you do become engaged with your neighbors and your friends. Or hiking in the woods. It's a really good thing to do. Gardening, I love gardening. It's more of a solo thing, but it is good for you to do. And then you get to know the people at the garden center when you spend a small fortune buying lots of plants every year.
My sister loves gardening, and my grandmother did too, and they both have green thumbs in that way. But I can kill a houseplant, so that's not my jam.
I think you have to have a focus for it and time for it, and you have to be kind of patient when it comes to gardening.
She loves the results of the gardening, and she feels so proud of her yard and that kind of thing. Like, there's just a tremendous amount of value in that.
And is that not good? Does that not build self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. And that's one of the things we were talking about, is that it helps people when they have something to be engaged with.
Yes.
It really does. Healthy hobbies, yoga, tai chi. Shoot, I've known older folks, I shouldn't say old folks because that's me, pick up karate, martial arts.
Sure.
Anything like that, it's really good for your body, but it's also good for your mind to get engaged like that.
I think you should help me talk Kev into a yoga habit in 2024.
I have to find the yoga habit first. And then
you know
I'll
what's
talk
funny
to you.
Is that our buddy Fran Halloran used to mock like crazy yogis, and now he's 2-3 times a week and says it's changed his life.
Yeah, Fit Columbia here in town. They've got the yoga with goats and all that.
Right.
They've got the ribbon. Yeah, you got to check out Fit Columbia, man. Angela, she's just doing really cool things over there. And that's a cool studio and cool people.
Yeah.
And the stretching is what I love about it. Like if you can get into a good yoga habit, your hips get all stretched out. I was telling Kev yesterday, you can sleep like so much better.
You sleep better, but not only that, as we age, our bodies get stiff, and one of the things that happens when you're stiff is you fall more often, and if you're falling more often, you're going to break things. So it's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hobbies on water. You were talking about swimming earlier, boating. You know, kayaking has gotten really big on Lake Murray. It didn't used to be, but you'll see kayakers all over the place now. Fishing. You can sit on a dock or the side of the lake anywhere and go fishing.
Or you could join the Columbia Rowing Club.
Yes.
Which I'm in the Columbia Rowing Club.
Oh, cool.
And we row a couple times a week, and 3-4 times a week. And we go out to the boathouse. You carry the boat out. They have Learn to Row, where you can get in there and figure out what the heck you're doing. But a lot of us are college rowers, and so we go out and just get your exercise in, and
Is that on Lake Murray or the Broad?
It's on the Broad.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, Columbia Rowing Club.
I see it all the time on the Broad River.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's important. I mean, I don't want to be stereotypical, but we've seen how many classes for like water aerobics, because it's so much easier for our older adults in the water.
Great on the joints.
Exactly. Much easier on the joints, but you still get the exercise. You still get the sensation of doing all those things. But it's important just to be using those muscles.
Yeah. And again, everything that we've just talked about really engages you with other people. Even the gardening, even though you may garden at home alone, you still have to have time with a garden center. You typically are talking to people about different plants. I grow bonsais. There's bonsai groups that I get engaged with, or orchids. I mean, so yeah, all that kind of stuff is kind of fun. It engages you with other people. And that's really what we need to be doing. You were talking earlier about people being social. Human beings are social animals, whether we want to admit it or not. I know I go home and don't talk to anybody, but during the day, I'm with somebody all day long.
Sure, of course.
Yep.
But there's golf. And the new thing that everybody loves is pickleball.
Pickleball,
And I've never played it, but apparently it's great. I used to play croquet all the time. We used to play vicious croquet. We were never
Heather's level croquet.
Wow.
Yeah. How far can I knock you out of the croquet court?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's wonderful, though. It's a great thing to do. Then there's things for singles, but it's not really for singles. Wine and cheese clubs, wine and going out clubbing, painting groups, photography, bird watching. All these things are wonderful for people to become engaged with.
Sure.
There's
a
bird watching thing, right? Like you get to a certain age where all of a sudden you get sort of preoccupied by the birds. Our backdoor neighbors, man, they've got hummingbird feeders. And every time we go over there, like a good 30% of the conversation is the two of them talking about what they've seen happening at the hummingbird feeder.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to you guys? It's like they turned 50 and all of a sudden they care about birds.
It's okay.
I'm not there yet. So I'm over here completely mystified by the bird conversation.
You gotta find new things.
But it's interesting because birds are really cool to watch when you're sitting out there. No.
Yeah.
But if you have more questions, because I do still have 50 more things we could talk about, it looks like.
Love it.
Give me a call at Oakleaf Village at 803-808-3477 or oakleaflexington.com.
Thank you, Ms.
Karen.
Thank you,
Karen.
Thank you, guys. I won't see you and continue to enjoy your Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Christmas
and
to
we will see you the first of the year.
No doubt about it. For Ms. Karen, for Ms. Casey, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with